Hey guys, just a quick public service announcement. There's a good chance you're not currently thinking for yourself. I'm seeing that constantly these days because the media is in overdrive. James Gunn got fired from Disney for directing Disney movies because he talked about fisting kids in the ass. 10 years ago, he said he was joking. All good. He was a grown man in his 40s doing jokes about how he jerks off to children. Now, if you think that that's a free speech issue and not a great business decision by Disney, you're not thinking for yourself or you're insane. Another thought, just quickly. The same people who said I was a pervert for saying David Hogg doesn't have pubes yet, so he can't tell me not to own a gun, and advocated me being banned for life from Twitter, which I currently am, have made hundreds of jokes about having sex with children with no punchline and no satire and no irony and nothing else. And these are people that I'm a comedian for adults in clubs. They direct kids' movies. There also is a ton of actual pedophiles in Hollywood. If you think that James Gunn tweeting that he wants to fist your son isn't grounds to be fired from Disney, you're fucking insane. Okay, we'll see when this really starts going. I'm going to keep this short, but I want to keep all my thoughts to one video. This James Gunn thing is madness. So is Jesse Thorne. So is Dan Harmon. So is Patton Oswalt. So is a lot of these people. They're sickos. And for those of you that think you're arguing about free speech and you're trying to stick with your principles, you know, some of the same people that claim to be libertarian or conservative or whatever that said, how dare Roseanne Barr, are now saying that James Gunn should not be fired from his job as a director of children's movies for Disney. Now, let me give you a little backstory about my history. I was very widely well-liked and accepted by Hollywood elites. You can look that up if you want. You know, I would host events honoring Martin Scorsese and all these people, and there's Anne Hathaway on camera saying, I'm a huge Owen Benjamin fan, and I've been in movies and TV, and I was invited everywhere, and I was at CAA and all this stuff, right? I couldn't stand what was happening out there when it came to the normalization of messing with kids. It all started, let me give you a little backstory. It all started with this guy. At the time, Richard B. Sausages. I don't know if that's still his very, very creepy. Oh, by the way, my shirt says socialism always ends in starvation and genocide. I don't have a shirt that just says socialism on it, for those of you that are curious. This guy, Richard B. Sausages, his name is Jesse Thorne. And at this moment in time, he had a 5-year-old son. He was calling a girl and potentially going to put him on hormone blockers. As I watched all my friends remain silent on topics like this, and I had seen certain gay guys in Hollywood that I thought were just gay guys kept having parties of younger and younger people, I said, that's it. So I called him out. And on Twitter publicly, that's what the devil hates, by the way, is when you say their names. So it doesn't take me 280 characters to ask if Twitter is banning the folks who called me a child abuser or letting my daughter be a girl. It's a boy. It was a 5-year-old boy. Okay. So I retweeted one of his things. I said, yeah, a real image of moral responsibility. He wrote, hey, Owen, I've never met you, but I'm proud of my daughter. 5-year-old boy who lives in her gender. Forcing her to pretend she isn't a girl would be unconscionable. Okay, this was the moment my career ended in Hollywood. Because this guy is a connected guy. He's a bottom bitch under the big pimps, right? He has an NPR show. Everybody I know that's one of those $800,000 a year earner writers who suck at writing, there's tons of those people. This middle management, gross level of humanity out there was like, why would you say that? I'm friends with both of you, and this puts me in a tough decision. 5-year-old boy. He's called, just the mental confusion alone is mind-blowing to say that your name is what a girl's name and you're really a girl in a boy's body, a 5-year-old. Now add on to that hormone blockers, and the intolerance of any criticism and you have a disaster. And I wasn't stopping. The thing about me is if you poke me and I realize that you're evil, not only do I not back down, the more you poke me, the more focused I get. Like one of his minions, Connor Martin, was like, when you have no clue, man, you don't even know the guy's life. You're publicly slandering his relationship with his kids. You're wrong. Log off. I just write, never, bitch. He wrote, geez, I had no clue you were like this. By the way, at this moment, I'm at CAA in Principato Young, the biggest management company that created Key & Peele. They rep all these people. And CAA, the biggest, most powerful agency. So if any, I had a book deal with Norton for $60,000 and a development deal with True TV for another big chunk of money. So if anyone says, for one second, I didn't have everything to lose, they're lying. Okay. I wrote, you are publicly calling a man horrible, me, for questioning to put a prepubescent child on hormone blockers. And then I write, someone will get you. And they will. Here's a tweet. The University of Connecticut is providing you with a notice to cancel the comedy show featuring Owen Benjamin on October 25th, 2017. That's how recent this was. On September 25th, 2017. All right. So I did the unthinkable. I tweeted the damn letter because I'm not going to let them just secretly do all this. And then I wrote, yeah, I just lost $7,500 for my views on transgender children. And then the swarms. People are trying to get me to kill myself. People are writing to my wife. People are making sure that I never have one connection with any aspect of Hollywood ever again that I worked for 16 years to build. Even the good people in Hollywood, most of them are not publicly my friend anymore. They only wish me congratulations on your baby in private via tweet. You cowards. These are kids. And by the way, I just Googled Owen Benjamin most offensive tweets, and it's obvious that these are what I'm trying to do with this. This is one of the worst ones I could find. The police of Scotland says, you may think online you are anonymous. You can create fake profiles and no one can trace you. That's wrong. The message I wrote, yeah, well, this is really me. I have the blue check mark and everything. Come get me, bitch. That's a different one that isn't offensive. But I'm like, this is my name. This is my face. That's my blue check mark. And I will not rest until I call you people out for the abusive scum demons that you are. Come at me. Since then, I have had my Twitter account banned, but let's keep going with this. We'll get to these people in a second. Dan Harmon, who I called out by name on Twitter. I said, this guy's a pervert. Mark my words. What he's doing is clearly insane. He's one of these Trump derangement guys. Okay, he just deleted his entire Twitter because this video just surfaced where he is mime raping a baby. A baby doll for 5 minutes. This was the least disgusting image I could find of it. And this to me is so gross. I have a hard time just putting this on my live stream, to be honest with you. But words don't cut it with you people sometimes. You people are commenting in my thing like, stick with your principles, Big Bear. No, these people are sick, disgusting child abusers. They're pedophiles. Okay? It's not an issue of offensive jokes. This is an issue of right and wrong. You people are mindless. A lot of you people that consider yourselves on the right and libertarian and freedom and free speech, you're the worst of everybody because you can't see good and evil anymore. You just see like, I don't want to set a legal precedent. No, guys, this is some bad stuff. And for those of you defending James Gunn, let's go through some of his tweets. This is from 2010. I believe he was 41 years old when he tweeted this. The Expendables was so manly, I fucked the shit out of the little pussy boy next to me. The boys are back in town. Okay, he directs kids' movies. If you're so sociopathic that you don't see a difference between a comedian entertaining adults who would still never say that and someone who directs movies comparable to The Expendables, who is tweeting this publicly. That is an issue of character, and any business that does not fire that guy is being negligent to their stock, the people who own stock in their company, not to question, I mean, let alone their souls. Okay? These people are sick. And let me read some more of Gunn's tweets. And if you still defend James Gunn, do not be my fan. I don't want people like you. I've noticed that with certain people. When I call Justin Trudeau a nigger, I noticed that there was like 5% of people that were actually racist just trying to sneak into that one, not realizing that I was attacking someone with the most offensive words I could think of. Because he was trying to use, he was trying to ban free speech. Now, he's not black. If you're a moron, you don't even realize that. And there's other ones. There's one I just found that I guess I didn't load up here, but I called the king, the queen of Scotland or something, a like AIDS-ridden queer monkey, like all this stuff, not gay, in response to putting someone in jail for teaching their pug to do a Nazi salute. Like, my offense was to rattle those trying to use that as a tool. I'm trying to say, look, this is the worst things I can say. None of them apply to this human being, so you can never accuse me of that. Watch how nothing happens. Real abuse is when you allow these grooming gangs that rape kids in England and Sweden and all these people, all these places, go unprosecuted and swept under the rug. And if you talk about it, you're called Islamophobic. That's abuse. What I'm doing is taking the weapons away from the abusers by saying Justin Trudeau was trying to ban Mother's Day and Father's Day and call it Parent Day. I called him a faggot nigger. He's not gay. He's not black. He was trying to play this game of boiling the frogs, right? And I just went for the jugular and said, those are the two words that are pretty much illegal at this point in your shit country. What are you going to do about it? And watch how nothing happens. And that set people free. That did good work. And that's why I did it. It showed people the trap of PC. If you think my questionable use of pejoratives is anywhere near some of the stuff I'm about to read to you and Dan Harmon mime raping a baby, I don't want you to be my fan. Some people that don't understand what I've done over the years with comedy think that I'm just a guy that says anything goes. I'm not. You can dig through the history of everything I've ever done, and you will never see me say anything that vile, ever. Art comes from a core of truth, and everything goes around that. I can do a joke about pedophiles, but it's a big day for them to buy a van, or I go into Walgreens to get a pedophile. It's really, I think that's what you call the filing thing for your toe. You know, the entire joke is dramatic irony that the audience knows something that I don't. That's all it is. I would never... Okay, this is James Gunn's tweets. Now, if you think he should direct children's movies, unsubscribe and get the hell away from my life because you're sick. Okay, photo shoot with a series of children, trying to maintain a semi-chub so that I'm impressive in these photos. Next one, the Hardy Boys and the mystery of what it feels like when Uncle Bernie fists me. Next one, tell your three-year-old, you're laughing, thinking of me fucking C-3PO. He'll appreciate it when older. Okay? Here's another one. And I'll read this shit. I'm not going to spare you guys. I'm not going to use this innuendo shit. This hotel shower is the weakest ever. Felt like a three-year-old was peeing on my head. Another one. This may be the plant version of adopting a damaged 12-year-old girl who steals your money and accuses you of molesting her. I don't know what that's in reference to. Three men and a baby have sex with. I remember my first NAMWL meeting. It was the first time I felt okay being who I am. Some of these guys are still my BFFs. Don't get me wrong. I get how someone could see some of these as sarcasm, but together it's not. And he's not a comedian. Someone said, asked me like, oh, so you're going to disavow Jim Norton because of his character. Jim Norton is a comedian who entertains adults. This man directs children's movies and he most likely is a pedophile. Mary Matthews just told me about a monkey jerked off to compilation on a kid on the set of Max Keeble's Big Move. I'm going to give a Hollywood film adaptation of The Giving Tree with a happy ending. The tree grows back and gives the kid blowjobs. Okay. It's not up on my page right now, but the ones that were the craziest, and he deleted all of these, by the way, out of shame, which means he knows it's wrong. He knows it's real. And about how he can't stop masturbating to Justin Bieber. And when people said that was from 2009, Bieber was 15 in 2009. He was in his 40s. Do you understand that the fact that that's older doesn't help your case? Justin Bieber was a 15-year-old boy. There is a movie up for an Oscar this year about a gay guy having sex with an underage boy. These people want to fuck boys. They fuck boys. Like, I don't know how much more I have to explain. I gave up a big Hollywood career for this. And it's so provable. And so for those of you that follow the nonsense of like, oh, Owen attacked a Parkland survivor because I said he hasn't grown pubes yet, so he can't tell me whether or not I can own a gun. For those of you, and there's millions of you that have seen these videos done by Resist, the Democratic, that crazy Eastern European Nazi Jew guy, Soros-funded bullshit. For those of you that go along with that, you got blood on your hands and you're part of something really gross. I'm 38. Try and find one thing like that about me before I was 36. One thing. The thing about the left wants compliance. They want the current leftism that is invading our culture wants compliance. So when they say, oh, I've grown and changed and I'm a different person. No, everyone knows you're not. Everyone knows a man in his 40s doesn't do hundreds of pro-pedophile jokes with no punchlines about how he wants to fuck the shit out of a child next to him because the movie Expendables was so good. That guy should never be around kids for a company. Talk about risky hires. Talk about the lawsuits waiting to happen. If you're Disney and you hire that guy, your CEO should be fired because the stocks should go down. Dan Harmon raped a baby in a video. You can find it. The creator of Community and Rick and Morty and one of the most pompous, aristocratic Hollywood types in the world, this fat, rapey pedophile. And it's like, people can say art all they want. It's like, this is a pattern, guys. And these are the most intolerant people to you and me and everybody else. That if you say, you know, I like some of the stuff that Ben Shapiro says, no, that's what got James Gunn and all this shit. Because he tried to pimp hand Mark Duplass and it bit him back just like Cosby. Where it's like, all right, we're going to not listen to this shit anymore. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, guys. These are what they think is funny that they tweet about. And for those of you that say, oh, I stood by you when you used the N-word or said racist things, show me one tweet I ever did where I called a black guy a nigger. Never happened once. Show me one tweet where the joke isn't obvious, where I said, oh, Black Panther, there was no white people in it, so I don't know who to relate to. Pass, mocking their whole marketing strategy. That's all that was. These are my worst tweets, and I'm off Twitter permanently. And someone said, oh, you're banned from Twitter, get over it. This isn't about me being banned from Twitter. This is eye-opening to the degradation of our entire culture. And if you have two kids under three, which I do, you should be fucking livid at these people. Watch this video get taken down or demonetized. It'll happen on Instagram when I just made the same point. They want to fuck your kids. What more proof do you want? And then the retarded libertarians that half I'm friends with are like, I have to stick by my principles. Really? Really? You want to take your kid? Principles, libertarian free business, you have to be able to discriminate from your customers. Disney has a right to fire someone that their customers... I would never fucking take my kids to see a fucking James Gunn movie. Talking about fisting kids and shit? Don't get me started about Mike Lee and Black and all these people. And guess what? Our criticism of them, they don't care about because they think we're crazy for not wanting to fuck kids. Do you understand that? And this started welling up out there in like 07, 08, 09. That's when I started first seeing like, man, everyone's really doing a lot of jokes about pedophilia and they don't really seem that good. And so I'm like, oh, well, in my stupid mind, I'm like, there's no way that's real. And then the more you're out there and the more you see that these people never have kids, like the Sarah Silvermans of the world and all these people that make all these jokes about raping kids and somehow they mysteriously don't have kids or they're estranged from their kids or their kids grow up to be trans and kill themselves. It's a fucking mess. And I don't want to hear shit from you guys about like, oh, Owen, you're angry today. Blah, blah, blah. I gave up riches for this. I did not get fame or wealth like some of the other people that are like challenging some of these things. I lost it. You know, sometimes I try to sound optimistic and say like, yeah, you know, I have a good business platform. Don't get me wrong. I'm doing fine. But like to give up that amount of wealth and like popularity and approval from all the coolest kids in school requires something pretty bad, don't you think? And if you don't think that telling a five-year-old boy publicly in front of everyone is they do nothing about it. I felt like I was in a madhouse where it's like people I know. I remember, who was that? Morgan Murphy is a person, like she's cool, I guess. Like I always liked her and stuff, but she's like, you know, I'm friends with you and Jesse Thorne. So this puts me in a bad position. It's like, how about you side with the dude not fucking up a five-year-old's ability to procreate and puts them in a population of 40% suicide and is nonsense and is abusive and he's trying to get me kicked off Twitter for calling out child abuse. You realize these people are all about censorship, not censorship, free market censorship, like Disney should definitely not hire pedophile type shit. But like censorship because they're so fucking wrong and gross that if more people talked about it the way I do, and all you zebra fucking sheep retards that are like, well, I read an article today and, you know, Ben Shapiro actually sided with James Gunn. Fucking know thyself, Socrates, man. Know thyself. Like, you know what's wrong. I know what's wrong. Fuck that shit. Share this video. Like it. Comment it. Show it to motherfuckers. Show it to these people that are like, I can't believe you voted for Donald Trump. As they go watch these fucking people. It's not an issue of fucking politics. It's an issue of right and wrong. And so every time someone's like, oh, Stormy Daniels, well, she's not nine. So we have that going for us. And I'm a realist. You know, we're not going to get a perfect person. This isn't even about politics. But like, let's not fuck the kids, guys. Let's not allow people to act like that's okay. The leftist agenda got gay marriage and got all this shit. And now everyone's like, oh, trans bathrooms and Target is a bigger issue than mine. They're now going to keep trying to make this okay. And if you don't, like, burn friendships, burn family relationships over this. If you have a family member that says, well, a five-year-old might identify. And, you know, if they go through puberty, it's a lot harder to transition. It does, like, bye. Kids, dude, that's all we have. We're going to die. Like, we are mortal. We are sand. We are just like, this is temporary. All we have is what we pass on to our kids. We keep them safe. We teach them. We make them moral. We give them the ability to survive in one of the most hostile tragedies you can imagine called life. And if you allow people to abuse children and to make this okay, you're gone, man. You're gone. And you should be and lose everything for this. Because if you give it up, you have nothing. You have nothing if you give that up. If you allow your little lambs to go into these jaws of lions without because you want more money or you want a bonus or you want people at a cocktail party to think you're cool or you just don't want friction on Facebook, you deserve nothing from this world. Because that's all we have is the next generation and then the next generation and the next generation. That's everything, man. And fuck these people. Much love. Share this shit. Don't be a pussy.